From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Arjun Tucker, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning. Seeing some green on the screen here in the grain markets and the cattle complex here on the open. And several things on tap here, a lot of volatility potentially ahead of us. We've got the USDA May WASDE report at 11 a.m. Central. That's going to be updates on old crop carryout, and it's going to be our first snapshot on new crop supply and demand and carryout figures. And so most importantly, there will be where the USDA pegs new crop corn and soybean demand. We're also going to get a wheat production number. So a lot of information at 11 a.m. Central from the USDA May crop report. Also, some trade talks between China and the United States on tap for later this week. And obviously, news on the Iran situation as well as Strait of Hormuz really affecting things here. So the potential for a lot of volatility this week. But right now, we are starting with higher levels, especially in the grain side. On corn, July corn, now the front month contract up 4.25 at 479.5. September corn futures up 485.75. The December contract is up 3.75 at 501.5. The March of 27 up 3.25 at 514.75. The bean side of the equation also higher. July bean futures up 6.5 cents, 1219.75, with the August up 6.25, 1214.25. September beans up 6.25 at 1196.5. November 6.25 higher at 1201 even. January of 27 up 6.5 at 1212.75. Soy products are also higher. July soy meal up $1.80 a ton, 326.60. July soy oil up 82 points at 74.56. We also saw crop conditions released yesterday afternoon on wheat and dropping 3 or 4 percentage points when the expectation was for those states out west, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, were to be stable. They actually dropped 3%, and that's got some strength in the wheat complex. July Chicago currently up 13.25 at 647.25. The December contract there, on the Kansas City side, the July contract is up 16 cents right now, 702.25. And December Minneapolis wheat futures up 11.5 at 739 even. Over on the livestock side, back and forth action, a lot of confusion. Yesterday morning announced the reduction or the potential reduction of tariffs on imported beef into the United States. That saw cattle futures and feeder cattle sharply lower, $4 to $5 losses across the board. Some news this morning that President Trump is looking into that and delaying that, had cattle futures sharply higher on the open. Now backing off a little bit from those highs. June live cattle up 225 right now, 251.65. That's actually $2.37 off of the opening tick high in the cattle market. So some volatility there. August live cattle up 120 right now at 244.67. October's up 55 at 237.22. And December live cattle up 67 at 236.60. Feeders in the May contract up 27 at 368.67. September feeders up 147 at 361.67. And the October contract up 127. 358.30. Hogs are very quiet here today, a little bit lower. June lean hogs down 27, 99.95. The July's are down 50 cents at 104.15. October lean hogs down 67 at 91.10. And all important are the energy markets right now. Front month crude oil futures up $3.69 a barrel at 101.76. And that still has a great effect on our grain and livestock markets. But that's where we're at on the opening markets here this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Chip. Hope you have a great rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Thanks for listening this Tuesday, May 12th, and 1A is coming up next in just a couple minutes.